This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. For the first time ever, the French presidential palace has sold off part of its famous wine collection. The proceeds from the auction, which took place over 2 days in Paris this week, will go toward replenishing the presidential wine cellar. Now, in more plush times, French presidents served prized Burgundies and Bordeaux. In these times of budget cutbacks, dinner guests at the Élysée Palace will sip more modest vintages. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Some 1,200 bottles, or 10% of the Élysée Palace's wine cellar, went on sale this week at the famous Drouot auction house in downtown Paris. On the block were vintages from 1930 to 1990, including famous names such as Château Latour, Château Mouton Rothschild, and Montrachet. Before the sale, I meet with one of the auction's organizers, wine expert Juan Carlos Casas, who shows me the highest valued wine on the block.
And I'm trying to show you, if I am not wrong, this is the good one. This is one of those stalwarts of the International Wine Code. It's a wine that everybody wants in cellar.
Casas says the bottle of Bordeaux Petrus will fetch anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 at auction and retails for about $7,000. But he says the Élysée no longer wants to serve expensive Grand Cru or first growth wines at state dinners, so proceeds from the auction will be used to reinvest in moderately priced wines from up-and-coming young wine growers. Despite some of the big names being auctioned off, Casas calls the Élysée's wine cave a working cellar.
It means it's there to serve the presidency of the French Republic, and its goal is to be used and not to be shown. It's not a museum, it's not a collection. So what you have are wines that are solidly good, top-of-the-line wines, but they are made to drink, not to collect.
Whether to drink or to collect, wine lovers the world over showed up or weighed in by telephone and internet to get a piece of French history. These are the bottles that have been served to kings and heads of government, often easing the way to compromise in many a diplomatic dinner. Every bottle bears a special sticker designating it as an official Élysée Palace wine. The prices went up so quickly that collector Virginie Lebac left the auction midway through.
It's incredible. The prices are flying. We thought we could buy something, but the bottles, €150, are getting €800, €1,000, €1,500. So we are definitely not going to buy anything, but it's great to see it.
The noise behind Lebac is from another scene unfolding outside the auction house. A crowd of 100 or so young people is pressing at the doors. As it turns out, the preppy-looking youngsters aren't interested in the president's wine at all. They're here to protest his newly passed gay marriage and adoption law. They chant, "Socialist dictatorship," and "We want Pinot, not mariage homo." These days, nothing, it seems, not even the finest wines of the Republic, can escape the white-hot politics of France's gay marriage debate. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.